I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. Students from Las Cruces Public Schools and across the country walked out of class to protest gun violence and honor the one-month anniversary of the mass shooting at a Florida high school. Michael Hernandez reports.
To mark the one-month anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people, students nationwide walked out of their classrooms to remember the victims and call for an end to gun violence. At Las Cruces High School, students held a moment of silence for 17 minutes, 1 minute to honor each of the victims. Senior Angelica Avalos says seeing hundreds of her classmates show up to support the movement means the world to her and shows her she isn't alone.
There's only a few people around the school who have spoken up about anything like this, and for there to be an event to see even more people than I had anticipated come out today meant the world to me, because it means people care. Even if it's not here, even if it's in Florida, people still care.
Avalos says she has a personal connection to gun violence. She says her distant cousin was one of the two students killed in the Aztec High School shootings last December.
Although I didn't know her well, that was still my blood spilled that day. And that was very hard for me personally. It changed my whole outlook on gun violence, on everything. It changed how I felt about coming to school every morning.
Not everyone held signs with messages like "No More" and "Enough." A group of students carried signs supporting the Second Amendment. Junior and NRA member Denny Actually says banning guns won't help make schools safer.
They're going to try to push their beliefs that the guns should be banned, which is a perfectly fine belief. That's their belief, and we respect that. But we also want to make sure that our beliefs is respected as well, and the fact that we're not going to sacrifice the Second Amendment because they think it'll make schools safer. It won't make schools safer to get rid of guns.
Avalos says she understands the issue goes deeper than guns and supports stronger background checks and spreading awareness for mental illness. She also supports her classmates' right to counter-protest.
They have the exact same rights we do, and they have the right to speak their mind. I'm not saying that we should go and take guns away. I don't believe that. I just believe that they should be harder to get. I believe they have their opinions and we have ours, and even if they don't exactly line up, I feel we could come to an agreement somewhere in the center.
Leaders of the Las Cruces Student Advisory Council, a group of students from area high schools who give input to the city's Board of Education, did not support the walkout, but members of the school board did attend to show their support. Board member Maria Flores says she feels very strongly about students speaking out for what they believe.
I was born in East LA, and there were walkouts when I was a little girl, and I felt that that impacted my life because I realized that we all have a voice. So whether you're pro or against, it's a voice, and everybody needs to be heard. So that's what I value.
Avalos says she believes having students nationwide participate in the walkouts sends a message to legislators in Washington, D.C., that students have a voice and are making themselves heard.
I believe that this shows them, we're here. We're not adults yet, and some of us are going to be able to vote soon, but we're in high school, we're the students being affected, and we're here to say something about it. And we're not going to stand down until changes are made.
Those changes are starting to happen. The Florida legislature recently passed restrictions that include raising the minimum age to purchase firearms to 21 years old. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.
Although they were on spring break, students in Taos also joined the national school walkout on Wednesday. Ross Brown has more.
Organizer Jill Klein says there was a local groundswell to recognize the horror of school shootings.
We've become so desensitized that sometimes we really lose our ability to respond when it happens close to home. But I think people are really at that place of saying, I don't want it to happen close to home. I don't want it to happen anywhere. And it's really sad when we have to look at a situation of saying, well, it was only one or two before it becomes important.
Klein believes it's important to support students who want to voice their hopes and fears around gun safety.
Even though we're on spring break, it seems like there's teens who want to support their peers in Parkland and peers nationwide who are stepping out of classrooms and taking 17 minutes for 17 deaths.
Another gun control march is planned for Saturday, March 24th in Washington that could bring hundreds of thousands of students to the nation's capital. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Many Texas schools were on spring break as well, but as Laura Isensee reports, that did not stop some students from holding their protests.
High school junior Pari Bondalapati joined about a dozen other people, mostly teachers and moms, at Linkwood Park in southwest Houston. They drew on the sidewalk with chalk and discussed ways to make schools safer. Bondalapati says she wants more rules on age limits and background checks to get guns.
We're all here to show that we really need to do something and that the youth is stepping up to say, you know what, you guys haven't been doing anything, it's our turn to fix some stuff.
Bondalapati, who's 15 years old, says the gathering was practice for a school-wide walkout planned at her high school in April, when class is actually in session. Other demonstrations in Houston included several hundred students rallying on the football field at the private Emory Wiener Middle School. In Houston, I'm Laura Isensee.